And here we go. We're joined by Noah Gregson, driver of the number 9 Lionel Racing Chevrolet, who finished second in today's race. Noah, we're going to go straight to questions. We're going to start out with Chris Knight.
Hi. Hey, Noah. If you had another lap, could you have got him?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if I wanted another lap or just another corner, because I probably would have made a mistake and ended up wrecking myself. So, AJ did a tremendous job. Really, all the drivers in the field, except for a few, did a really good job today. We were racing hard, and it was a lot of fun to be out there. And, man, we were close there at the start-finish line, just not close enough, I guess. I mean, he's a badass on these tracks, racer in general. So it was a good time.
Are you surprised about your finish despite everything you went through today?
Not really. I told my guys, like, after we got wrecked by the dip dot in the 18, that we were going to have a good shot to win this thing. So I'm very fortunate to have a good team that stands behind me and made good adjustments on the DMP, DOP, whatever the damage policy clock is, DPC, I don't know. Yeah, that one. That, like, they all stuck behind me. They are all sticking behind me no matter what. So just very fortunate to have a good team and kept my head up, stayed positive, and I'd get back to the front, and then I'd wreck myself again somehow and get back to the front and wreck again. And so I don't know how many laps really I wanted more, because I'd probably end up driving off the track or something stupid like that, trying to run AJ down.
Thanks, Noah.
Next, thank you. Jordan Bianchi.
Noah, your perspective on what happened with the 18?
I don't know, man. It's I don't even waste my time on really people like that, or I get frustrated because it's not even worth it. Like, my focus is on guys who can win races and come here to compete to win. So I don't really have a comment.
Is it over between you guys going forward?
I don't know. Depends. No, I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to go to Steven Taranto.
I talk with my actions. How about that? At a Waffle House or something.
No, you ready?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, AJ and Ross and Chris were giving me a hard time.
No, it's fine. At the end of that race, it looked like, from the television, it looked like there was a lot of glare coming from the Jumbotron on the backstretch. Can you talk about that? And can you also talk about how dark it was in the infield in those last couple laps?
Well, the infield, I hope the cup race, I don't know what time the start is, but I think you guys said it's an hour earlier tomorrow. So it's pretty dark in the infield, and my defogger stopped working. My windshield wiper was, like, kind of half broke and wasn't really ideal. So I think that's the case for pretty much everyone in the field. So the infield was very, very dark. And then I didn't really feel like there was much glare down the back straightaway. It was more just the rooster tails coming off the cars in front of us that make it so hard. That's what makes leading so much, not easier, but kind of, you just don't, you can look at more stuff and get more visuals. It's kind of easier, I guess. So, yeah, it was really hard to see there at the end. My whole windshield was all fogged up and super dark. So hats off to Wayne Otten and the rest of the crew here at NASCAR and Charlotte Motor Speedway for allowing us to race it out. I almost wish we had headlights on the car, like they're real, but I don't know. We ended up getting it done and raced hard, so it was a good time.
Got it. Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
We'll go to Ashley McCubbin from Popular Speed.
Now that you're into the next round of the playoffs, what track are you most excited to get to in this round as you try to solidify your spot in the championship four?
I guess the next one, Kansas, is our next race, I think. All of them are good racetracks, Kansas, Texas, Martinsville. It's going to be a heck of a good time with this number 9 group, and a lot of fun racing our competitors in the Xfinity Series, and everybody just wants it so bad, so and so do we. So it's going to be a good time. It's going to be pretty wild. It's going to be exciting for the fans, and I'm ready to go for it.
And based on your experience today with the Roval, what would be one piece of advice you'd give the Cup guys in getting through there tomorrow with the rain and everything that is expected?
Don't wreck. And wear a clear visor and make sure you have a Swiffer inside your car and don't wreck. And yeah, I mean, stay on the track. Go slow. Don't wreck your car.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, well, thanks for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the run, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.